It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But it is Throwback Thursday, and we get a chance to do this each and every Thursday, and this Thursday is no different. We get a chance to dish it up with Dr. Deborah Strobel. Let's go.
From the basketball court at the University of Virginia to the classroom at UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Deborah Strobel has it all covered. Now this professor and sports business entrepreneur is about to take you to school. It's time for Dishing It Up with Dr. Strobel and the Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio.
Good
morning, good morning, good people.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are Dr. Strobel. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Had a trip to Charleston yesterday to do a little presentation there with the good people in Charleston. There is just so much to talk about. Aren't we so blessed to be able to sit and just talk about sports?
Absolutely.
It's amazing. So first off, happy Black History Month. Certainly we are appreciative of the formal recognition and appreciation for our history, African-American history. But as we know, we talk about it all year round.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm not going to complain about the focus for some folks that draws their attention to our brilliance and excellence. So, you know, we've got the Super Bowl coming up. So just thinking about the time period when they said a black man can't play quarterback and offensive line and look at where we are today. I'm thinking about the WNBA and the number of great, great players, but there have been some big moves, in particular Stewie and Parker.
Yeah.
From LA and New York, which is, I believe, will help with the attendance and the focus there, because just amazing, amazing players. I'm thinking about the ACC basketball, and we have ranked teams at State, Duke, and Carolina. Yes, we're talking women's basketball, right?
Yeah,
because men's basketball,
the men is not.
It's a different story. But I think, you know, when people say that the GOAT has finally really means the retirement mode, we have to talk about GOAT. And I know this is a conversation that happens throughout the year, but I think it now is a good time to talk about how do we define what is the GOAT? So when we think about Tom Brady, and I think this is pretty unanimous, unlike basketball, men's basketball, pro basketball. So I'll start off by asking you all, what defines GOAT? Is it the best athlete? Is it the person who wins the most, who has the most rings? Is it the person who's most valuable to his team or teams over many years, right? You can't be a GOAT and have played 2 years.
Right.
So I just want to start there. How do you all define GOAT?
I would think it would be all of the above, you know, encompassing all of that.
Is that possible?
The great, you know, they're a great player. They've got wins behind the belt as well.
So how do you distinguish them then?
See, for me, Dr. Strobel, it's really playing at a championship level. I'm not a big stats guy, right? Well, I guess that's no shock to a lot of people.
Right.
But I'm not a big stats guy, because, I mean, you can stuff stats all day long. Look, I mean, let's be honest. There's some people, they rebound leaders, and they're getting their own rebounds. I mean, so. What'd that tell you? But at the end of the day, for me, it's really playing high caliber, you know, sports at the top of your game for a consistent period of time. That's it for me. That's really now GOAT status means you did that, and you did that against the same people that's doing this at a high caliber, consistently, same period of time,
right?
And you were the best out of that group,
right?
That's the GOAT for me.
Okay. So does it factor in because we're talking team sports, does it matter the people that helped you get there? As in, when you think about Tom Brady, in fact, they were talking about this on ESPN this morning, that Tom Brady wasn't great for maybe 3-4 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
It was the line, the defense. Tom Brady became great in his fourth or maybe his fifth ring.
Mm.
So you think about the importance of that. So is Jerry Rice or Joe Montana? Could they be considered taking Tom's spot?
Taking his spot?
As the GOAT. As the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think they had a conversation. For me, the GOAT is someone that was impactful in their sport that they was in, to the point where they clearly distinguished themselves amongst the other members of their organization or that league. So when you look at Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. clearly just stands heads and shoulders above everyone else. Jerry Rice was special because he had Joe Montana that was special, along with Steve Young that was special. And so it's kind of hard because I heard that same conversation. They was like, Peyton Manning should have been the GOAT for the regular season, and Joe Montana should have been the GOAT for the Super Bowl because they were just so good in those areas.
Right.
But Tom Brady overall was, he had a little piece of all that. That's why he's considered the ultimate GOAT. But for me, I think it's impact and heads and shoulders above everyone else. That's what I think.
So I don't know if I got an answer to the teammates piece. Doesn't matter who you played with. Help me to unpack it more. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people said Michael didn't win without Scottie.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And Brady only won without his coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can't do it by yourself.
So I guess the short answer is yes, it matters.
Yeah.
So you need to play with others.
Unless you're Tiger, unless you're Muhammad Ali, unless you play an individual sport.
Individual sport.
You play a team sport, it's different. Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. some would say in those individual sports, if they didn't have great trainers or great mm-hmm. people on their teams, they may not have been as great either. Well, we'll probably never know. But conventional wisdom says on a team sport, yes, it matters who you play with. Which is why mm-hmm. I said playing at a consistent level with others at that level, and then you're the best of those, makes you the GOAT to me.
Mm-hmm. Some people say that Joe Montana, if you're going to pick a quarterback to win with in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
hands down, you take Montana over Brady. But I think Tom Brady gets the GOAT because of what he did at Tampa Bay. He did it without Belichick.
Okay.
That was the key to separate. And I think maybe he needed that as well. But still, the debate will go on forever, whether it's Jerry Rice, whether it's even Lawrence Taylor or Joe Montana as being the GOAT of football. Mm. Now, when we pivot to basketball, I think most people would say that it is Michael Jordan. And now it seems to be unanimous that number two is LeBron because he's getting ready to pass the Kareem for the scoring record in the NBA. And then there are people who say, well, LeBron actually should be number one over Jordan. Mm. But if I go back to the number of wins, most people, when you look at these lists in terms of who's the GOAT, they say that has to be Bill Russell because he won 11 rings, as in the championships. And maybe he doesn't get as much attention as he should because he played, not in the modern era. So what are your thoughts on basketball, pro basketball, in terms of the GOAT?
It's all going to be Michael.
MJ.
That was just bias. If you grew up in Oklahoma or Chicago not Chicago, New York, would you feel differently?
Good question.
We watch Michael. I mean, Michael is ingrained here.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a prisoner of the era. So it's Michael for me because I'm a prisoner of the era,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
It's hard for me to unsee what I've seen. Like I'm a diehard Lakers fan, but mm-hmm. it's hard for me to unsee that run that he put together and the impact that he's had on the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think Michael edges it out, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for me was just the GOAT because – yeah, basketball entails, if you're talking about NBA, I say yes. You're talking about college, I say yes. Even talking about high school, I say yes. That name is consistent through all those levels. Mm-hmm. And he was just special, and he was impactful. So they put a law in to stop dunking because of him. And so it's just a lot of things that – so I give Michael the edge, but Kareem, yeah, in my opinion, is right there.
Errol, I think I'm with you on that, and I might even consider Kareem, mm-hmm, number one. Mm-hmm. He's the only player in league history to win an MVP despite his team not making the playoffs. I mean, how unheard,
wow,
unheard of is that?
That's crazy. Thing. Wow.
And then when you think about people, one of the reasons why I love LeBron is because he's what he's done off the court. Right. And, in fact, I love what Jalen Rose said about it. He considers LeBron the most valuable person, mm, because in terms of impact, oh, wow, on and off the court, mm, there's no one better for what he's done. But when you look at Jabbar, mm-hmm, and how he's been so dedicated to black people, mm-hmm, his writings today, I mean, he's getting a little cranky, right, in his older age.
He's getting older.
Oh, man.
Did you say a little cranky?
Yeah. But considering what he's done for black athletes off the court, helping to change the league, a shot that nobody can seem to,
yep,
ever duplicate with consistency.
Could not defend it, yeah.
Yeah, statistically, I mean, it's hard to not say that Jabbar is not number one as well. And then, of course, all the rings.
So. Yep.
He won the true MVP 14 years apart from one another.
Yeah.
All, that's longevity. Yeah.
The only argument, and I think Bill Russell's in that conversation up there, too, but not at the top. He won 11, but Robert Horry won 7.
That's right.
So because you got rings doesn't mean that you was that level and impactful. That's just my opinion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the other piece here is how you were developed and your coaching. Mm. And so we know that certain players had, you know, careers with Hall of Fame coaches and others did not. And so we can say it's all about the athlete and what they did and how they perform. But we know there's a support group, including the coaches, that make the difference. Mm-hmm. I think we can all name some people that we've played sports with or some of our favorite teams that we've watched. We've identified players. Just think if they were coached by this person. Where would they be if they would have had this, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many of those players. And, in fact, I think because of the advances with the college basketball being able to go to another school and play right away, we see the difference in what coaching can do for a young athlete. They transfer to another school and they blossom, or they continue to, you know, do what they did at the other school, mm-hmm, at a high level. So we can never underestimate the importance of coaching.
That's true.
So the last thing I want to discuss, it is indeed Super Bowl week next week, and it's time for the second annual Black Men's Brain Health Conference. Mm-hmm. So I will, okay, be headed to Phoenix, where we will be hosted by the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Okay.
And we're really excited about that. For those of you who are interested, if you can't make it out, and certainly to get a ticket at this late date, it would be that would be wonderful.
Right.
Do that. But you can watch virtually. So visit Men's Brain Health, mensbrainhealth.org. And I am leading the Sports Spotlight Series again this year.
Mm.
We've got a women's panel. We've got a men's panel. The women, we've got some amazing panelists. Natasha Adair, the head coach of Arizona State women's basketball, one of the bright lights, just came on last year. We've got Sheila Burrell, one of the most accomplished Olympians in track and field. She's the head coach of San Diego State cross-country and track and field program. And then we've got the legend Bev Kearney. She's a six-time, mm-hmm, champion in track and field coaching at the University of Texas. She's retired now. She's written a great book, In Pursuit of Dreams. So that'll be my panel. And then on the men's side, we've got Jordan Clark. He's a football player at Arizona State, Ryan Clark's son. We've got NFL Hall of Famer Will Shields. We've got former NFL All-Pro Al Smith. And we've got current defensive end for the Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Ledbetter. Mm. And that panel will be led by Guy Troop, a leader in college and NFL in terms of football and player development. But again, you don't have to be there with us physically. We would love to see you, but you can attend personally, attend virtually. Visit sure. mensbrainhealth.org. It is going to be great learning, great sharing, and I'm looking forward to the trip.
Awesome. That's good stuff.
She says, what'd you say? What'd you say, Dr. Strobe? You going to Phoenix? Is that what you that what you said?
Yeah. Going to Arizona.
Uh-huh. You didn't say the Super Bowl, did you? You said Phoenix. That's what you said. Okay.
We'll see what happens. You know,
see how she flexed?
I love.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, she definitely flexed.
By the way, I get it. You go to the national championship game every year and you go to the Super Bowl. I understand. We get it. Okay? We understand.
I am going to work. Yeah.
That's another way to look at it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Another name you can put on it.
Well, just know out of your work, we only require the same thing we require every year. Just bring me a hat. That's all we ask. That's all we require. It's the same.
Now, it is a blessing to be able to work in the sport industry. Mm-hmm. Such amazing people, to hear people's stories, to be able to promote them, mm-hmm. and certainly to influence young people to say this is a great profession. So many ways that you can connect it. In fact, I want to drop it on Sports Shop first.
Nice.
I am working on creating an association for Black sports analytics folks. So nice. If there are people out there who are in this space, we need an association. Nobody knows about the number of people who are doing amazing things behind the scenes. So that's the next brainchild I have. So
awesome.
Anybody in the space around crunching the numbers, interested in math, they love that. Let's talk.
Wow. Good job.
Man, we're talking with Dr. Strobe. Dr. Strobe, before I let you get out of here, I'm going to put you on the spot. Since it is Black History Month, can you give me one person or one GOAT in the sport of women's basketball that is African-American that had the most impact?
I am a big fan of Candace Parker.
Oh.
I mean, I've just the athleticism for her to be so tall and play the point when she does from time to time. When we talk about generations, I don't know if there's a greater GOAT for women's basketball than Vivian Stringer. Mm-hmm. You know, Chaney, I first met her there as a young basketball player.
Oh, wow.
And then when she went to Iowa and won there, and then she came back east to the Rutgers and won there.
Sure, sure.
Everybody just bows to her. What she went through with that ugly incident with the media.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say his name. How she handled that so well.
Imus.
Her book. Her book is amazing. But I would say let's lift up Vivian Stringer.
Mm.
That's a great one there. And so impactful to that sport. I agree. Yeah. That's a good one.
As always, Dr. Strowman, you always, you ready. As always. I'm going to catch you off guard one day. I'm going to catch you slipping one day.
Everybody have a great day, a great weekend. Continue to stay positive and go ACC.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.